Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. The Prince Unnati Sharma wrote an article titled Delhi's Founder King Anang Pal at Heart of Monuments Authority's Bid to Decolonize History. I am Chitwan and I bring you the podcast version of this article. The National Monuments Authority, a government body set up for the protection and preservation of monuments under the Ministry of Culture, has set out to decolonize Delhi's history. NMA chairman Tarun Vijay told the print that these efforts are aimed at shining a light on Hindu-Sikh history, which was overshadowed by Islamic invasions and British prejudices. And it's not just Delhi. The NMA is working on similar projects in other states aimed at reviving forgotten places of historical importance, such as the Samadhi of Tarabai in Satara, Maharashtra. Tarabai, the widow of Chhatrapati Shivaji's younger son, Raja Ram, played a central role in the Maratha Empire until her death in 1761. Work is also underway to erect a monument in Rajasthan for the victims of the Mangar massacre, where around 1500 tribal people were gunned down by the British in 1913. But at the center of the NMA's plan is Anang Pal Tomar II, who many believe was the founder king of Delhi. The government body has plans to erect a statue of him somewhere in central Delhi and develop it into a tourist spot. Anang Pal Tomar II, a member of the Tomar dynasty that administered parts of present-day Delhi and Haryana between the 8th and 12th centuries, ruled from Dilikapuri around 1052 AD, according to an inscription found on the iron pillar of Delhi that mentions his name. Medieval historian Professor K. A. Nizami's Urdu book Ehd-e-Wusta ki Delhi also says that Delhi emerged as a city in the 11th century when the Tomar Rajputs took control of mountains in the Aravali region. Today, when you ask anyone who is the founder king of Delhi, nobody knows. Even the intellectuals don't know. Islamic invasions and British prejudices overshadowed this, and then leftist historians and archaeologists with leftist leanings never wanted the Hindu-Sikh history of Delhi to come out. The Mughal invaders were the destroyers of Delhi. They just installed their own marks of invasion wherever they went, said NMA chairman Tarun Vijay, who is also a former BJP MP. The NMA chief added that the government body is trying to spread more awareness about King Anang Pal Tomar II by organizing heritage walks at Anang Pal, a stepwell in Mehrauli established by the medieval ruler. The Vishnu Garud Dwaj in the Kutub complex was also brought by King Anang Pal Tomar II. It was surrounded by 27 Hindu temples and a pond behind the temples, which is now in a faded condition. The temples were razed down by Qutbuddin Aibak to build a mosque and the minar. We have been organizing heritage walks around the same pond, Anang Pal, to rejuvenate and revive it, Vijay told the print. The NMA has so far organized 3 heritage walks at Anang Pal that were attended by Delhi's Chief Secretary Vijay Kumar Dev, Rashtra Swayam Sevak Sangh Joint Journal Secretary Krishna Gopal, Union Ministers Meenakshi Lekhi and Arjun Ram Meghwal, and Vivek Deb Roy, Chairperson of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council. B.R. Mani, former Additional Director General of the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, who oversaw a 2-year excavation in Anang Pal from 1993 onwards, also attended the heritage walks. Professor Saeed Ali Nadeem Rizavi, Professor of History at Aligarh Muslim University, supports the claim that there was a ruler named Anang Pal Tomar who built some structures where the old remains of the Delhi stand, but says that it is not enough to declare him the founder king. Historians tracing Delhi's development believe that Lal Kot is the first city of Delhi. During this period, around 10th to 11th century, there did exist a settlement at the spot where the Quwat-ul-Islam complex is today located. The fort, which is now known as Lal Kot and which was expanded by Prithviraj Chauhan and later by the Turks, was originally built during the era of Anang Pal Tomar II. But it cannot be said for sure if he was the founder king, said Professor Rizavi. Since 2014, there is a trend that mythology is being pushed as history without much evidence. The blame is sometimes on the left, or Nehru, or Aurangzeb, or Babur. Half-truth travels far more than a complete lie, Professor Rezavi said when asked about accusations that left-leaning historians whitewash the history of Delhi. Prathay Nath, assistant professor of history at Ashoka University, also says it's difficult to put a finger on the exact date marking the foundation of Delhi. There is evidence of human habitation in different parts of today's Delhi since prehistoric times going back to the Stone Age. The Tomar Rajputs integrated the southern parts of Delhi into their political realms around the 10th and 11th century. They built a fort that we today know as Lal Kot. They were eventually defeated and displaced by the Chauhan Rajputs, who expanded the Lal Kot and called it Kila Rai Pithora, or the fort of Prithviraj. The Chauhans in turn were defeated and displaced by the Turks in 1192. The Tomars, Chauhans and Turks all lived in today's South Delhi in and around the Mehroli area. It is through these various incremental settlements that the city gradually emerged, he told the print. Professor Nath says that Quwatul Islam Mosque was popularized by British officials during the colonial period as it fit their imagination of the Indian past in terms of two distant and oppositional communities of Hindus and Muslims. The original mosque was built by reusing and repurposing parts of the Hindu and Jain temples of the surrounding areas. This kind of reuse of material, both religious and otherwise, was common in medieval India and cut across religious boundaries. This original mosque was expanded through the 13th century using fresh material, he told the print. Part of the National Monuments Authority's initiative is the revival of the Mehroli-based Shahidi Sthal of Banda Singh Bahadur, a Hindu ascetic who converted to Sikhism under the tutelage of the 10th Sikh Guru, Guru Gobind Singh, and rose to become a Sikh icon. Delhi's people have only been taught about Mughal history. Those who faced the atrocities of Mughals and other invaders were conveniently forgotten. The sacrifices of Banda Singh Bahadur and Guru Tegh Bahadur are now being talked about because PM Modi takes special interest in it, said NMA Chief Vijay. Delhi is not a Mughal city. It is not a part of Tehran. It has its own history, which was buried under the invasion and ignorance. These are Delhi's icons, he added, while revealing the NMA's plans to set up a walking trail till Baba Banda Singh Bahadur's martyrdom place in Mehroli. The place where he was martyred does not even have a plaque. We want to develop the place and will organize a big program in the future. His descendant, Jatinder Pal Singh Sodhi, is also happy with the revival efforts, and we have the support of MS Sirsa and Harmeet Singh Kalka, president of the Delhi Sikh Gurudwara Management Committee. Renowned historian Harbans Kaur Saggu is also with us, Vijay told the print. Another idea the NMA has come up with is that of an all-inclusive skyline which includes monuments other than those dating back to the Mughal era. We would earlier see the Mughal-built monuments dominating the skyline, Qutub Minar, Humayun's tomb, etc. Now we have included the left-out important monuments and places of worship too, Tarun Vijay said. The Qutub Minar predates the establishment of the Mughal Empire by some three centuries. But the new skyline does include the Taj Mahal and Red Fort, both built by Mughal rulers, apart from the Gurdwara Data Bandi Chod in MP's Gwalior, Martand Sun Temple in Kashmir, Tawang Monastery in Arunachal, Valarpadam Church in Kerala, the Jain Temple in Rajasthan's Ranakpur, the Behroth Caves in Maharashtra's Dahanu, which are revered by Parsis, and the Ahom Medams in Assam's Seredyu. Thank you for listening to the Print Pod. We will be back soon with another episode.